We took them on. They were allowed. You know the scenes of Abu Hamza with the hook in Finsbury Park where hundreds of Muslims are in the streets and he's calling for war and calling for jihad? No one was stopping them.
Mohammed Hijab?
No, not Mohammed Hijab. Abu Hamza with the hook. He's a terrorist with a hook. But back when this was going on...
Why do you think when Stephen Lexin, when he's bringing up and he's describing somebody with a hook, why do you think Patrick, he went on automatic mode and he just brought you up out of all people?
He's got me in his mind. He's got me in his mind. I think the refutations that we do together and that we're going to continue doing about Patrick Bet-David, and they're going to get worse for him. Because we've given him a chance. We've spoken to him privately. We've been very respectful to him. But he's continually perpetuating stereotypes, generalizations, and misinformation about Islam and Muslim people. Recently, I saw a clip of his on Twitter where he was making these absurd and humiliating claims with such confidence. And if we can pull that video up, can we pull that video up of him saying what he said? And then I'll come back and respond in kind. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable what he said. Let's take a look at what he said.
The person was born in Iran. Yes, I can't stand this regime. Yes, they've caught the only thing that's been persistent and consistent is the following. When the Shah was in Iran, did Israel already exist?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Was Israel causing chaos? Was there war in the Middle East? Let me say this one more time. When Iran was ran by the Shah, what year was the Shah of Iran? What years did he run Iran?
The 53 through 79, I think.
Okay, 53 is the oil consortium, so 54 is the oil consortium.
41
to 79.
Oh, wow.
Because he started at 21 years old, young man, right? Mm. 41 to 79. When did Israel become a nation?
48.
Yeah, okay, so check this out. Why is it that between 48 to 79... while the Shah was the king of Iran, running Iran, why is it for 31 years there is no major war in the Middle East? Why is that? So to the people that want to say it's all Israel's fault, how come there wasn't that in Iran for 31 years? I'm curious. Answer that question for me. And why is it from 79 when the mullahs, the Hezbollahs, the IRGC, all these guys, the Khomeinis, all of them took over, why has there been chaos in the Middle East since 79? Whose fault is that? America's been consistent. Yes, I know America wanted the oil from Iran. And yes, I know UK wanted it and MI6 and CIA and all this stuff. And yes, I also am aware that the Shah didn't trust Israel. The Shah didn't trust, you know, what they were doing with media and finance and the ambition and the level and the control and the influence and all that stuff. He knew what was going on there. He wanted to compete with them. He didn't see himself as a victim. He's like, we're going to be doing the same thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's too ambitious and he thinks he can go up against all of us. Let's take this guy out. We need chaos in the Middle East. Oh, shit. Even Israel being involved, let's just say for Iran and the Shah falling, there is chaos now in the Middle East. On who, though? On who, though? Who did that? So, yeah, for me, the most consistent thing behind the chaos in the Middle East has been Iran. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah, so I just want to say, because he said, someone answer that question for me. I'm going to answer that question directly, and I think this is a humiliating and embarrassing blunder of tremendous proportions, the like of which Mr. Bet-David should come out and apologize and retract and rescind his comment. Because he said, what major war was there between 1941 and 1979 in the Middle East, not realizing that the most major wars were in that exact time period. The 1948 war, upon the inception of Israel itself, was a war between Israel and countries, Arab countries surrounding it. In 1956, there was the Suez Canal crisis. In 1966-67, there was the Six-Day War. In 1973, there was the Yom Kippur War. So this guy is so academically and historically illiterate that he actually chose the time where there was probably the most wars, and he's challenging us to give him, you know, the reason why there is no war in this period of time. You are, I know you're watching this, Bet-David, because you watch us, you love watching our content. I'm sorry to say, you are academically illiterate. You are completely uneducated on these matters. You should not speak about history. You should not speak about politics. You should not speak about religion. And what happens is when you, as an ignoramus, with all due respect, bring on another ignoramus, another ignorant person, then what you have as a result, when you have Tommy Robinson there, is compounded ignorance. You're saying ignorant things, he's saying ignorant things. There's no academic to check you, there's nobody to check you, because you always surround yourself with ultra-crepidarians, with obsequious individuals, with ignorant individuals, with ignoble individuals with agendas, with individuals with no formal education. At least when Joe Rogan does his podcasts, which your podcast will never reach his podcast level, is he brings specialists. He brings people that he can ask questions, scientists. He brings, you know, people that are actually specialists in areas, and they can give him the cutting edge research. And he stays there quietly whilst they give him the information. Whereas you, on your own show, come and speak about these matters as if you are some kind of an authority. And in fact, you're making such huge blunders that it beggars belief that there is such ignorance in your studio that not one person from the editorial team, from the panel, or from the comments, or from anybody could correct you on one of the most glaring and obvious, painfully obvious mistakes of a historical kind that anybody can make about your own nation. About your own nation, which is you're from Iran and its surrounding countries. You should be ashamed of yourself. You need to stop talking and start listening. You should start reading, because having money, and I want to make this very clear, there's lots of people nowadays become businessmen and get money from Ponzi schemes or whatever it may be. I don't know how you made your money, Patrick, and I don't care. Having money and having knowledge are two separate things. Having money doesn't mean that you have intelligence and knowledge. You cannot buy intelligence. You can buy books, you can buy courses, but you cannot buy intelligence. You should know your limits. You should know that you've spent your time raising money or doing this or doing that or, you know, doing business. Don't get involved in academic discussions. It will save you the humiliation. Someone like me in London, who I'm meant to be this ruffian, this uncouth in London, that Tommy Robinson, he's describing the Muslim community. And he's trying to paint us out in this way to you. I'm meant to be like that, but I'm checking you in such a way that not even your most ardent supporters can defend you. Because you are wrong. You are making a case that Israel is not the most, you know, damaging and destructive and belligerent and transgressive actor in the Middle East by trying to find a time pre-Iranian Revolution in 79 whereby there was not these things that you're mentioning, but there was all of those things that you're mentioning. This is such an embarrassment. If I were you, I wouldn't be able to sleep from the embarrassment. I would not be able to sleep. I would look at myself in the mirror and just turn away. Wallahi, I would. It's so embarrassing. If I could somehow, using the millions I have, if I were you, I don't have millions myself, but if I were you, you know, remove those videos where I'm talking rubbish and bringing ignoramuses, I would do it, because to spare myself the humiliation, the intellectual and academic humiliation of this. This is what happens when you have an agenda and you're a Shah supporter above everything else, and you're a nationalist before everything else, and so on and so forth. And you want to make a case, but you can't even make it because your brain cells can't aid you and help you. Patrick, but David, come out and apologize. Come out and retract. Come out and rescind. Come out and correct. Come out and clarify. You should now say, I have a new policy on my show. My policy is I'm going to have at least one academic. When we speak about sensitive issues, when we speak about big issues, I'm going to have at least, you don't have to have a Muslim academic when you're talking about Islam. You can have a non-Muslim academic of Islam. Bring the standards of your little crummy show up. Bring the standards of your show up. Do you understand me? Bring it up. You are contributing to the proliferation of ignorance in your country. Man, you are contributing to ignoramuses and chavs and hillbillies and rednecks not knowing where countries are on the map and this, that, and the other, and historical timelines having it all messed up. You are contributing to global ignorance. It's not about Islam or ideology or narrative. It's about academic credibility. You're missing that. You're lacking that. I would say, based on just that clip here, you should retire. You should say, I'm taking some time off a PBD podcast, this and that. I'm just going to do business. There's going to be a new guy that's going to be running this show, and they have you or me doing it. Because they need some professionals. They need some professionals, for God's sake. You know, we'll take the show, PBD show, to another level. We'll do something good with it. You have this ignoramus with him all the time called Adam. What has he done? What has he done? These guys, I'm going to put it because people don't know. Eddie is a high-level black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. People don't know this. I remember going to Chicago a long time ago, and he was showing me some things. I was thinking, my God, this guy this guy is not what he seems. But let me put it in BJJ terms. These guys are not even white belts. Forget about it. They haven't even put on the gi. These guys are the most low level. Okay, you're bringing people, and then they're speaking as if they're like, you know, Roger Gracie or Gordon Ryan. You're nothing. You honestly have done, you're not proven. Stop speaking about these matters. You're nothing. Yeah? Understand you're nothing. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. It's time to humble yourself. That's it. You know, and this is the problem. Forget about narrative and this, that, and that. They need to humble themselves. That's what it comes down to. Because when you don't humble yourself, we're going to catch you as we have. We're going to catch you on your mistakes. And we're going to expose your mistakes. And your supporters will say, they'll tip your hat. They'll tip their hat to us. They'll tip their hat. And they'll say, yes, he's right. They'll say, even though we disagree with him on ideology, he's right. You're ignorant. You should not be representing our interests. That's what they're going to say.